do you continue funding a program with low student interest is really the, I think, the main thing on the table.
The Skagway School Board soon meets to determine the future of the Drama Debate and Forensics program. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more just ahead. Haines Assembly meetings and school board meetings are now available by remote control. Patty Campbell is owner of Lynn Canal Cablevision, or Haines Cable TV. She says the company first aired the Assembly's October 13th meeting and plans to air more.
It's been in the back of my mind for a long time. About 20 years ago, they had a video class at the school, a video production class, and I believe Terry Frisky was the teacher when that was going on. And it just is something that needs to be looked at again. With the technology, the way things are going, it'd be really nice to get a technology class going at school again. So we thought, well, let's just start taping the borough council meetings and the school board meetings and see how it goes.
In the early 1980s, Haines Cable worked with school students to tape and air basketball games, with some success. But two decades later, there were still a couple of challenges in airing the meetings, says Campbell.
Somebody had asked me, and I believe a Mr. Kurz came in and asked, why didn't we do it? And I said, well, number one, I don't have the manpower. Number two, we don't have a lot of time to spend to do it. It needs to have somebody who wants to be available. We'll go to the meetings, we'll tape them. It'd be nice if it was live, but right at the moment it's just going to be tape delayed.
So Bill Kurz volunteered to tape the meetings for delayed airing. Campbell says more equipment and upgrades would be necessary before live feeds are possible, but the idea is definitely a goal.
It's just a matter of getting equipment, and if there were grants out there that we could get to get that equipment would help a lot. But I'm not a grant writer, so I'm not sure how to go about doing all that.
The idea is to air regular assembly meetings and school board meetings on the public access channel, which Campbell says doesn't interfere with other programming.
Right now it's just the regular assembly meetings, and he did the school board meeting the other night. The plan is to add it as its own special channel. I want to be able to have it dedicated specifically to the boroughs, to the school board. And then some of the details we need to work out. But I would like to have one designated channel just for that.
Haines Cable started out in the early 1960s and airs in a 5-mile radius around Haines. Skagway Cable TV is also part of Lynn Canal Cablevision, but airing of Skagway meetings is not currently possible because there's no staff in Skagway. The borough assembly meetings are scheduled to air on Thursdays that follow assembly meetings. Air time is 6:30 p.m. on Channel 14.
Everybody, no breakdowns. Nobody's sick. Those kind of things, right? It's a lot of work. Yeah, you have to have the camera, you have to have the tape, you have to be able to have all the equipment, you have to have the person there, and you can't leave. You have to stay there so that you can unplug it when it's done. It's fun. It's kind of exciting time.
And if you still miss the rerun, audio CDs of assembly meetings are generally available by request at the borough office. The future of the Skagway Drama Debate and Forensics program could be determined early next week. School officials say it is a matter of student interest and staffing that will set the direction at next Tuesday's school board meeting. Chris Ellis is the school board president.
The superintendent recommended to the board that we consider cutting the program because of lack of student interest in the program, because there was only one, what we'd consider one full-time student in there. And like I said, it hasn't come to the board in a official capacity yet for consideration. We just have to have, you know, a board discussion on it and decide which way to go with it.
The last board meeting was in September, but since DDF was not on that agenda, this is the first opportunity for board discussion and public comment on the issue. Superintendent Les McCormick says the program is still alive, and the recommendation was based on lack of student interest and lack of a professional advisor for DDF.
That particular program is, while it's still in the school and with the school and supported by the school, it was a recommendation due to early in the year when it seemed to be wavering on lack of interest and the advisor stepping out of the program, that it would not be a viable program to operate. It was my recommendation to the board to perhaps we should be looking at something with this program. And as yet, that was in September. The board, we've not acted on it one way or another. We still have the program. It's still there, but we have no advisor for it. And we are waiting until the end of this month to have some real discussions as to that program and some other programs within the district.
Skagway teacher Kent Fielding was the advisor for the program until he resigned at the beginning of the school year. He says he would not have resigned if he knew it would cause this problem.
I wasn't resigning to get rid of the program. I was resigning because I felt that another travel coach should get that coach's salary. I did resign in August, and I believed that the position would have been posted because there is at least one person interested in the job. But the position has not been posted. You know, I've mentioned it to both the board and to Les that there is Tegan Baldwin, who is the former art teacher here, has been interested in the position. And the only reason why I resigned was because I did not want to travel this year because I've been traveling quite a bit, but I'm actually going to run the practices after school. If I had known that this was going to cause a problem, I would have accepted a job and then dealt with the travel position later.
McCormick says that position vacancy was a big reason behind the program freeze. And in a letter sent to the school board, the Parents Association, and the Teachers Association, Fielding said he did not find out the program might be cut until September 29th, after plans were made to attend the first DDF meet.
You know, right now, nothing's happening either way. And, you know, as I said in the letter, the less that I knew about it, I thought we were having a team and that we were going to hire Tegan Baldwin as the advisor. And we were preparing to send students to Haynes. And then next thing I know, you know, there is no team.
The lack of student interest begins, like many issues in rural Alaskan schools, with enrollment. The school has fewer than 85 students, a number that's considerably down from last year's projections, according to McCormick. And he says, although budgeting is a concern overall, the DDF program is already funded.
Well, there are programs that we need to take a look at the whole total district package is what we're doing and where we're going to go with them. And at what point do we say we need to offer more or we need to take some things off the plate because of the interest either in the program or the number of students with our declining enrollment.
But Fielding says the budgeting could be the bigger reason behind the DDF hiatus.
That has been going back and forth with the position. You know, first when I first talked to him, he said he could not put up the funds for one student. He couldn't invest funds, and that he had to save money down the road. And even when I talked to the president of the school board, the former president of the school board, he said the district was broke. And now it's a change of tactics as far as how it's being debated.
And Ellis clarifies that it is both. The ultimate question the school board will grapple with Tuesday is, do you spend money on a program that students aren't fully dedicated to?
The program is funded. It was in the budget because we believed that we would have a program, and, you know, we thought everything was a go with it until, you know, all this stuff kind of came up. So it's just a consideration of, you know, do you continue funding a program with low student interest is really the main thing on the table.
Ellis says the school board has always relied on student interest to determine programs. And to gauge student interest, the board surveys the student body by asking them which activity they would prefer over the others.
We really try to go with student interest. If kids want to do stuff, we try to find means of supporting that, whether it's sports or academics. What we do is, partway through the school year, we survey the students to see where their interests are, in what activities, you know, that we traditionally offer, or if something new comes along and they're interested in doing that, and that helps us determine what programs will be funded the following year.
But DDF is a difficult program to gauge student interest in, says Ellis.
Part of the problem with the DDF program is kids just, they can be in the program and they can pick and choose if they want to be in basketball or volleyball or wrestling or whatever, and they want to go on a wrestling trip. If there's a DDF and wrestling trip that coincide together.
DDF is the smallest extracurricular activity at Skagway School, but the only academic, non-athletic activity in the high school. However, even one participant in a school activity is not rare for rural schools in Alaska. And Fielding agrees that the official DDF roster is a gray area, with anywhere from 1 to 5 students involved, depending on how you look at it.
You know, that depends on how you view the actual DDF team. There is a regional conflict with basketball and state. There are other students who are interested in joining DDF and being involved in meets. but they also play basketball. So there would be a conflict, you know, down the road that they would have to make a choice in.
Even if the board determines there is enough student interest, they would still have to post the vacant sponsor position for 2 weeks before they can make a hire. And of course, massive public support for the DDF program has reached the superintendent and the school board. But they emphasize it's not a question of community support, but student support.
We're losing students. It's no real secret. We have a very supportive community. I mean, very, very supportive. As far as communities go, it's probably the most supportive community I know of and would probably ever live in. Unfortunately, even with all that support, the students aren't there to keep the programs going. So it's time to take a look at what we can support and what we can't support. What the state will support us with as far as funding goes versus, you know, what the community is supporting us with. And we're entering the crossroads and are at the crossroads with that right now.
The Skagway School Board meets to determine the future of the Drama Debate and Forensics program on Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. in the school library. Public comments will be on the agenda. Again, Kent Fielding.
Yeah, it's up to the school board. At this next board meeting, they can vote to hire Teagans or vote to place the job vacancy, or they could vote to actually just get rid of the DDF program completely.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Picknell.